Vertical farms stack rows of plants on top of each other. These indoor farms control the lighting, water, and temperature to create ideal conditions to grow fresh produce year-round close to customers. But as Harvest Public Media's Katie Pikus reports, the industry relies on artificial lighting and has a large carbon footprint.
Step into the indoor farm that the company Nebulum runs in Ames, Iowa. It smells like your typical supermarket produce aisle, the fresh, crisp scent of red butterhead lettuce and broccoli sprouts. Clayton Mooney is CEO.
Where we're standing now, in a 1,000-square-foot space, we have 40,000 plants growing.
Nebulum grows cherry tomatoes and a few varieties of leafy greens. The company keeps the room temperature between 65 and 68 degrees year-round. And Mooney says any water the plants don't use is recycled back into the system.
For every month we grow plants in our growing equipment, we save 1 year's worth of water when compared to traditional methods.
What's more, no pesticides, no herbicides, less land, but vertical farms mimic sunlight with artificial lights. And that takes energy. Nebulum's plants bathe under strips of LED lighting. They're on for 12 hours a day. Mooney says the company has tried different grow lights to find ones that use less energy. But artificial lighting is vertical farming's biggest problem. Jonathan Foley is the executive director of Project Drawdown, the nonprofit researches climate solutions.
So the environmental benefits are largely washed away by the enormous energy it takes to grow this kind of food.
Foley says vertical farming doesn't solve an environmental problem. He calls it a small niche market to grow fresh greens, especially in colder climates.
But when it's pretending to be like an environmental salvation is where I'm going, wait a minute, you know, these vertical farms take an enormous amount of material to build and energy to run. And we couldn't possibly feed a significant fraction of the world this way.
On average, they release more carbon dioxide into the atmosphere than conventional farming because of their energy use. Because vertical farms are centered in urban areas, the food travels shorter distances to customers. Researchers debate how much transportation figures into the overall emissions of food grown outdoors. Iowa State University's Kurt Rosentrater says it matters.
The environmental impacts from transportation, generally speaking, are pretty on par or even slightly more than what happens in the field itself.
Still, a pound of lettuce grown at Nebulum would have more than 5 times the carbon footprint of lettuce grown outdoors in Arizona and shipped to Ames, Iowa. But Ricky Stevens of urban farm consulting firm Agritecture says lighting efficiency has advanced over the years, and that's making vertical farming more financially viable.
Vertical farms that are using the latest LED technology will use less energy, fewer kilowatt hours per pound of final product compared to 5 or 10 years ago with the technology available then, but it's still quite high.
Stevens says cultivating produce indoors makes it possible to grow food, even as climate change brings on extreme heat, drought, and flooding. But the high energy consumption means it's also contributing to climate change.
It's a bit of a conundrum for the industry and something that we're hoping to see more transparency and honesty about.
At Nebulum in Ames, CEO Clayton Mooney says the vertical farming industry recognizes it needs to trim its energy use, and it's making progress. But he says what Nebulum is doing now to grow its leafy greens is working. The company has more than 300 subscribers and delivers produce directly to their doorsteps.
Our produce lasts 4 times longer than store-bought produce, and that's because it's the same-day harvest and delivery. We're really proud of that. Right now, our average harvest delivery time is just 180 minutes.
Quick delivery, fresh, local produce, but a bigger carbon footprint. Katie Pikus, Harvest Public Media.